This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 81 for Tuesday, December 10th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Ta-da! Did I surprise you? I was typing while you were starting.
No, I'm reading. So we have like a little script that says, you know, it has all the intro in it, and it's December.
It says, this is Brian, this is Lisa.
Well, it says December 10th.
I forgot to change to 10th. Let me check that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
December 10th.
I'm like, oh.
It's a new word.
Yeah, we're learning all sorts of new words today.
Yes.
All right, man.
Our daughter does this live action role play thing called LARPing. We're still not sure what she does.
Well, she has
fun. She's having a good time. Yeah, so apparently her friend who makes clothing and does some sewing and stuff, she makes their garb. And so they gave her a Garber award. And we were just trying to figure out if that's really a word and is that really an award. And
I don't know. I've been to a lot of those. You know, I've been to Renaissance fairs, and I played D&D as a kid. I've never heard that word, so I'm inclined to say it's new.
You know, there are worse things that there you could be called.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So choose your battles, and she has a good time when we laugh at her, though. Yeah. I'm just trying to understand.
I'm trying to figure this stuff out. So, I mean, it's no different than the kids asking us what the big deal about a so-called tire pen is versus, you know, a pen without a nib. You know, I mean, I don't know. So,
you know, I'm just grateful that the kids still willingly talk to us.
And still live here.
Sometimes.
Although this is the first time we've seen Lindsay in like
days.
I don't know.
Between our schedule and the kids' schedule with work, we never know who's going to be home for dinner. If anybody, we had both of them home the other night. That was weird.
When was that? That seemed like it was like 6 weeks ago.
It was like Friday. No, it wasn't Friday. It was Thursday.
No, it wasn't Friday because
they both have to work. But
they both have to work. Anyway, so we had a little adventure this weekend.
We did.
You can't possibly have forgotten.
You know, I'm just trying to block it from my mind.
Seven, eight, nine,
you're counting?
Seven. I think this could be a new record for us.
Oh.
2,000 miles in 31 hours?
Oh, my God. Yeah, and some of that,
right?
We could have cut it down, except we got stuck in the storms. So, well, not too bad, actually. We had it pretty easy. Yeah, we mentioned, I think, last week that we stumbled onto a large lot of pens and other stuff. And we were going to go road trip to pick it up. We did.
Yeah. What is that? It was, 43, I think. We left at 3:30.
We left at 3:30 on Saturday.
Yeah. We were actually going to close the store an hour early. And
we got busy.
We had a huge, it was awesome.
Much
busier,
it really
was awesome. Yeah. Lots of people coming in.
So we stayed open and we finally got on the road about 3:30. And we got back about 8:30.
Well, yeah, I guess. We were stuck on the highway for...
Yeah, but we didn't actually arrive at our destination until about 8:30. So, I don't know. Somebody else do the math for me.
Yeah.
3:30 Saturday to 8:30 Monday morning. We knew that the storms were coming in, but it looked like we could kind of skirt around them or stay ahead of it.
Well, we did for the first day.
We really didn't have any severe weather issues. A little bit on the way back, we were doing like 40, which I hate. But we certainly didn't get stuck in any of the major storms like a lot of the country experienced. Our biggest problem was we were two exits away from the exit to turn off to go home, and the highway was shut down for 5 hours. because a cement truck overturned. Now, I'm not quite sure how that happens. How do you? I mean, aren't they supposed to be like heavy inherently? I mean,
he must have swerved to get out of the way of somebody else. I think there was another car.
Yeah. But, so a cement truck overturned in the middle of the highway.
We could see the exit.
Yeah.
She just couldn't get off.
Yeah, couldn't quite get there. It was torture because we were dead tired. All we wanted to do was go to the store, unpack, go home, take a nap, take a quick shower, and go back to work. But we sat there.
So apparently the official number is 42, which is the answer to everything, right? So 42 hours.
All right, we've done better. We went to L.A. in 33. But not back.
No, well, see, that was only that wasn't 4,000 miles or 2,000.
Yeah.
That was a little over two. Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
So anyway, let's see. Food. Everybody always wants to know about food. I didn't send it. I'll send it tomorrow. But I had an incredibly bad experience at Applebee's.
Yeah. Sorry, Hugh. I know you wanted me to go to.
I outvoted him.
Cracker Barrel, but there wasn't much in this town to eat.
No, but yeah, Applebee's. I like Applebee's. We had the worst server in the world. We were sliding into the booth, and he starts hounding me for, you know, what can I get you to drink? Dude, well, my butt's not even touching the seat.
Yeah, it was the classic, do you have Coke? No. Pepsi. Is Pepsi okay? No.
No.
Want a Pepsi then?
No.
That's like saying, do you just want a ballpoint?
God. It just went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Like, I was still finishing my salad. He came over, asked if we wanted dessert. We said, no, we think we're full. He whips out the check, hands it to Brian. I'm still eating. Wait a little? And it wasn't like the restaurant was full. You know, it's not like they were waiting for our table.
No.
So.
No.
I did tweet about it. We like to tweet when we've had awesome service. Like the night before, the bacon on our spicy chicken sandwich was killer.
Yeah, I should have tweeted about that.
Yeah, we should have. But anyway, so there's our food.
That was the trip in a nutshell. So.
I don't remember much of it. We drove. It snowed. We're home.
Yeah, for the most part, it was really uneventful, except for that 4 or 5 hour period where we couldn't get above 40 miles an hour. It was, we never take risks or anything like that. So it's.
Yeah, I'm glad that you took the Monday off so that.
Me too.
Yeah.
That makes this week short. Yeah. Let's see. What else do you want to talk about?
We've had a couple questions sent in about Esther Brooks lately.
Yeah.
Somebody asked about Flowmaster, which I think we've addressed before.
Flowmaster?
Mm-hmm.
I should have prepared for this. I have some of those, as a matter of fact. I probably have I don't know. Greg McKinney could give me a run for my money on the Flowmaster collection.
Yep. So we had a couple questions on the Flowmaster. Well, maybe we'll do that next week. I did have someone email, a couple people over the last month or so, email about imprints on Esther Brook nibs. One woman wanted to know if hers was worth more. One customer wanted to know if we had a different imprint. I think somewhere somebody said once that if the imprint is running one way, the nib is more flexible or whatever.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, do you want to address that fallacy?
I think it's been addressed. No. What these people are referring to is the famous 9128, pretty much. Later 9000 series nibs can be found in two variations, one with the imprint running horizontally and one vertically up and down the nib. Pundits have claimed that the 9128 nib with the imprint running vertically down the nib is more flexible than the one running horizontally. I don't subscribe to that theory. I know there are people that have tested both, and that's been their experience, but I don't subscribe that that's the theory, that's the case, because if it were the case, Astabrook, who had no shortage of nib numbers, would have made another number for it.
Right.
So a 9128 is a 9128 is a
9128.
It would have been a 9129 or something. Yeah.
I don't know.
F for even more flex. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't subscribe to that theory. I know some people, you know, they want to know if it's running one way or running the other way, and I'll tell you, but
it's, you know, really it, not going to write any differently.
It's kind of the same thing between is my copper Estabrook a root beer?
Arg.
Well, as we've said before, there are six different colors.
Root beer is not one of them.
Root beer ain't one.
Did you just say root beer?
I just said root beer. And I said ain't, actually.
I'm always teasing Brian because we don't have a roof on our house. We have a roof. How do you spell that?
What do I say? Roof?
You say roof.
Yeah, it's a roof.
It's like root beer. It's root beer.
No, there are, as with any company, and what's going to be interesting to see is, say, 30 years from now, when we're thinking about retiring from the pension circuit.
What?
to hear people talk about variations in, I don't know, Delta Fusions or variations in.
I got the pink purple.
You got the pink purple or the lighter, the lighter yeah. brown or what. It's going to be interesting to see what people come up with in 20, 30 years.
I got the copper-colored root beer.
You know, I mean, it's like Edison pens had a changeover a while back on one of their pens. They're both
still antique marble, but
yeah,
the
they're color, both still antique
the
marble.
The rod stock is different.
The rod stock's a little different, so and most certainly that's how it was back in Estabrook's day. It just, you know, it was what it was. So
it is what it is.
Is what it is. So that's just the long and short of the vertical versus horizontal. I think, I would have to check my notes, but it was mid to late 50s when that crossover occurred between when the imprint goes from this way to this way. So, I don't know.
People are sticking up for your roof.
Well, they should.
Speaking of sticking. Since I do the shipping, I see a lot of requests this time of year to have things sent to work or to a different address. Little seasonal reminder here. Ink will freeze. It's
on occasion. On occasion it will, yeah.
On occasion it will. So if you are ordering ink or anything else liquid that might be left outside, and if you live somewhere cold, you might want to consider having it sent to work, or generally you can figure out how long it'll take for something to arrive, usually 2 to 3 days. Maybe request that it arrive like on a Friday or a Saturday when you might be home or something like that. But try to have things delivered someplace that has heat.
Yeah. Well, glass is more is a little more dangerous than something with plastic or ink samples, for example. I mean, you don't want anything to freeze. But I'm reminded of an event last winter when a rather large box of Pelican 4001 turquoise showed up at the door.
It was very pretty.
A very pretty.
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes, yeah. Like several of the bottles froze, which of course expands the ink, which of course breaks the glass, which of course gets all over everything.
Only when it melts.
Well, yeah.
Yep. So if the bottle does not break, you just set it outside, not outside, but you just settle, I can't talk today, set it on a counter or on your desk or something, as long as the bottle itself is not cracked, and it will just thaw, and it will be fine.
Normally, yeah, should be fine.
If it's cracked, don't cut yourself, but you can take the cube you can put it in something else and let it thaw.
Put it in scotch? What?
That's what somebody said.
Yeah, I know, right?
But, you can let it thaw and it'll be fine. So, same thing, well, not the same thing, but same thing with pens. You just want to be conscious of the fact that they're not necessarily designed to freeze. So, bring stuff inside and just let everything warm up to room temperature before you start to mess with it.
Yeah, and you don't want to cause, I don't want to cause any alarm here.
No,
I mean,
panic.
Pens aren't gonna break because they're
cold. No, everything will be fine.
But they do get cold, and actually, this happened just a couple days ago, and actually, it could have been yesterday. My brain is pretty fried right now, but I remember getting to work, taking out my pen case, and my pens were very, very, very cold. So first thing I did is get them out, put them out on the desk, and let them sit there for about 5-10 minutes till they warm up room temperature. Because first thing that's going to happen, you grab that pen, your hands are warm, and the heat is going to transfer, is going to cause expansion of air, which is going to cause ink to come out, which is going to make a mess on your paper. So
that's our
seasonal reminder.
There you go.
And we're more than happy to ship it pretty much wherever you want.
Yep, wherever you want.
Wherever you want it. So.
Although the way that we ship with, we kind of double box everything, and with the packing peanuts and the bubble wrap and the little baggie, you should never have a problem with ink getting on anything else if it does break. But we've got enough air and space in between that you actually shouldn't have any problems. But we just figured we'd throw it out there as a little seasonal reminder. Wear layers. Have your husband buy you a cashmere robe.
That's a great idea.
I know. I love mine. just have your ink delivered to work. There you go.
There we go. What else we want to shoot about? Anybody have anything they want to talk about?
It looks like they're still doing weather and scotch.
I was thinking the other day how cool of an invention would be to get like little heat warmer jacket for ink bottles, but then I realized that sounded really incredibly crazy.
Yeah.
That anybody would have a little essentially an electric blanket to go around their ink bottle.
Warm ink. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, when you ship it, I mean, you know, like. I don't know.
What are you going to plug that into? Dear Mr. UPS guy.
Well, maybe it's powered by solar or something.
Battery powered.
There's a little solar thing on the outside of the box that runs a little cable in that keeps your ink warm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now if anybody takes that idea and makes $1 million off of it, just, you know, give me $100 or something.
Oh, my heavens. I think I spent $100 this week.
What did you spend $100 on?
I bought stuff for the store.
Did you buy stuff for the store?
Yeah. Those of you who watched us
I've seen this. This is no $100.
Those of you who know us or have watched us know that right now I'm at the store and Brian is at work 96 steps away.
Literally. Actually, I counted today. It was 86 today. I'm getting bigger steps.
Taking bigger steps.
Yeah.
And so Brian leaves work, and in literally 4 minutes, he's at the store. But when we get packages in at the store, I'll take a picture of it and send it to him and torture him.
God, that's awful.
I know. Sorry. I just want to share. I just want you to, you know.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I just want to keep you up to date.
You do.
But it was interesting because on Monday, when we were both at the store, we got in, 6 or 7 boxes?
Well, it wasn't.
It wasn't
like we're getting boxes all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, I realized it was only two or three deliveries, but it was just...
So he got to see firsthand as stuff was coming in. And, you know, I think I like it better when you're not there.
What?
You got distracted. You were opening stuff up, and you're like, oh, what's this? And then you'd, like, walk off, and you're all excited about it, and I'm trying to check things in and figure out what it is you've got in your hand. And it's much more efficient when I'm alone.
No, it's not. I mean, it was fine. I mean...
It was. It was great. It was really wonderful to see you get all excited and just start grabbing stuff and... Ooh,
well,
what's
you know, I'm just here trying to help. That's all I'm doing.
I see.
You know, there's only a couple things that I'm mildly interested in.
Yep. So, Paul's calling me a temptress. He likes it when I do that. That way he can see. It makes him feel a part of it. All right, maybe not. So what do we want to share first?
I don't know. What do you got there?
I got a little something.
A little something. That's the understatement of the year. Or the overstatement of the year, depending on how you look at it.
These are the cutest little thing. Ladies, pay attention. You ready? Introducing the Monteverdi Poquito. Check this out. It's so cute. Check. It's a really pretty, like a teal color. It's a tiny little fountain pen. I know. You are unimpressed. These things are so cute.
All right. So I'm glad you have this. At the risk of any future jokes, do you want to tell me how big that is?
All right. First of all, here are the colors. And now I'm going to measure with a ruler. Which way is it? These are... It's backwards. 4.5. Just over 4.5 inches. For the pen, Eric.
Hey, see, I like Paul's idea here. He says to remember to order a couple items to distract me. And then you can focus on packing, unpacking, categorize as the order.
That's a smart idea.
I agree 127%.
Except then I have to have the company pack your stuff on top or wrap it separately.
Well, I don't care.
Yeah.
All right. So what are these?
A little poquito. These are adorable.
I got distracted there for a minute.
I know. These are going to be great in your purse, great on your desk, great tucked into the side of a notebook or a quiver or a little holder that goes around my neck because I'm always losing.
Like what Steph has, maybe.
Yes.
She's got one of those. I think it's a Franklin Kristoff.
It is.
Piece. Although that's like, you could fit like 6 of those in one of those things.
Yep. So, yes, Jonathan, it was an Eric joke. let's see. So those are cool. They're going to be really good stocking stuffers, Christmas presents, that kind of a thing.
Oh, you're going to... do I get a stocking this year?
You get a stocking every year.
I know, but yeah, are you going to put one of those in my stocking?
No.
You mean no?
Want to see what's going to go in your stocking?
What is going to go in my stocking? I want to see this. Hang on. What is it? What is that?
It's the Momo.
The Moo-Moo?
No, it's the Momo design ballpoint. Wow. That's harsh.
All right. Show that again.
Look at the colors.
What do we got there?
We got a whole lot of beautiful.
We got the... See, now I asked... Now you got one. You got carbon fiber. You got sterling silver band in the middle.
Hold it up.
You got a little transparent thing at the top, and Delta's famous Dolce Vita orange material celluloid.
How is that not gorgeous?
Well, it is, but see, here's the funny thing, folks. I asked Lisa to place a Delta order and to order me a Dolce Vita. You know, the orange pen with the nib.
I got close. That's coming next. I had to pace it.
Yeah, you did.
Shut up.
No, it's all things considered, it is a very cool.
It's gorgeous. It's got nice weight. It's beautiful. You can't not have ballpoints.
I know. Well, you know, in fact, the matter is a totally different a different mindset for me.
Yeah. Well, we need to work on that.
Well, I need to work on that. Okay, so what else do you got?
Well, I don't think I'm talking to you anymore. All right, let's see what you think of these.
All right.
The new Jewelria in the carbon fiber.
Oh, no, that's cool. I dig that.
Well, you better, because we have them.
I dig that.
Dig that, mister. Now, we've got them in. They have a silver nib option. See that?
I like that silver one. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it looks like silver rope.
Or silver carbon?
Well, yeah.
the rope edition.
And then you also can get either of the pens with the black nib, which is cool.
Okay, black is in.
Yep, a whole stealthy nib looking thing there.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
At least these pens have nibs.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
All right, let's see. What else?
Cool. Well, here, why don't you hold off on? I think you've got one more.
I do have one more. All right, show me what you got.
Yeah, so literally, we get this box, and it's full of all this stuff, right? I keep pulling.
I think we got three boxes.
Yeah, there's three boxes, right? So
we're just on.
Just keep pulling this stuff out, and then you pull this one out, right? See that big red pen? This is kind of cool, you know. And I saw this when this came out, and I said I wasn't sure how I felt about it, but in person, it is much, much cooler in person. I think
it's pretty impressive.
It is pretty neat. This is the Stipula Gladiator. It has the Colosseum around the cap band here.
Very cool.
It's got a Roman gladiator sword on the clip there. But interesting pen. Gold-plated nib.
Very pretty. I like that one.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It's big. It's got a cool design in the cap, too.
There you go. All right,
so we got that.
What else you got for me?
I like these.
Really?
I do.
Changing your mind?
I like this.
Oh, the first one.
This one.
Oh, you do? All right,
so this is the... Okay, now, a while back we got the Delta Vintage, which is really a super pen. It came out before the Serena, and it was really the entry-level Delta pen. And I love it. It's a great, great writing pen. Well, they came out with one now that's got a stylus on the end. So you can use it.
I think they're cool.
And this orange, this burnt orange is brand new. But what's cool about it, really, I guess the reason I like it is it's like an overlay. Right? It's like an overlay.
It's an overlay stylus.
A stylus. You know, there I mean, so I think that qualifies, right? So, I don't know.
Well, now, that comes in the blue, the charcoal.
Yeah, blue, the lava stone, and then this burnt orange, so.
Yeah. The burnt orange is cool.
And we actually used, had a customer try one out. He's using it. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So, but it's nice. It's nice because the stylus is on the bottom, not on the cap like some of the other Monteverdi styluses. I like it here better, I think.
Yeah. No, so. It was different and interesting, and I thought that it was a nice combo. You get the stylus because so many of us have iPads and smartphones.
Nice look there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might like it.
But you still have a fountain pen, so you don't have to give anything up. And I thought that was pretty cool. So.
You know, I think this – I'll have to check, but I think this barrel is I think this barrel is a little bit longer. I think this is long enough to fit a actually, if I just look on my desk, I bet you can find one. A standard international converter.
Oh, very cool.
It'll fit the Coeco converter for sure. Well.
All right.
Oh, here we go. I've got one. Ta-da! I do have a converter on my desk.
All right. Well.
So.
And don't you have another stylus?
I do have another stylus. Let's just see if this fits. No, you got to use a short one.
All right.
Doesn't fit. Which is fine. because the Kaweco converter fits really nice. So this is Stylus Week.
This next thing I think is freaking cool. Just saying. That's with a capital F.
All right, here we go. Here it is.
It's the tool pen.
The one-touch tool.
Those are cool.
It is pretty cool. It's got stylus on the end. This one's a ballpoint. So you got a ballpoint.
It comes as a fountain.
Yeah, it's got a level right there. Three different scales of measurement here. Inches, what do we got? millimeters. I don't know.
There are four scales.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, four different scales. And then on the top, if you unscrew it, you've got a Phillips and a regular.
Come on, that's cool.
That's cool. All right, buddy. Now, here's the funny thing, though. So this is the fountain pen. The fountain pen comes in yellow. You can actually get the ballpoint yellow, too. So the fountain pen, this little end screws off, right? And so there's the pen. There's the nib. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, okay, so now we have been up at this point for I don't know how many hours straight. And look at this. Okay, now how? And I can hear the cartridge in the pen. And I'm like going, okay, how does this come out?
You broke it.
You know, do you grab here? But that doesn't seem right, because if you're going to change cartridges and you grab here, now your fingers are all inky. And I'm like, well, that doesn't work. You can unscrew the nib, but then you can't get the cartridge off. And I must have looked at this thing for about 10 minutes before I finally decided I was going to read the instructions. So you screw the cap on. Yeah, seriously, you screw the cap on, and then you pull it, and then that's how you replace the cartridge.
That's cool.
So, anyway.
Well, now at least you'll help someone not break a pen when he or she buys it.
Yeah, you know, and it's long enough. I wonder if this one will fit there, as long as we're doing it here. Let's see if this will fit the International.
But we had one of our regulars at the store come in, and he said that he had seen them. He works at a museum down the street, and he'd seen them, I think, online, but he'd never seen one in person. And that was cool.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, they're kind of neat.
I think they're funky.
Did you show them to Joe? Carpenter Joe was in today.
Oh, Carpenter Joe was in today. My hero.
He liked one of these, I bet. He liked the ballpoint.
Yeah, I'll have to show it to him when he comes back. He was looking for a pen for his for somebody in his family.
Yeah, I bet he would love this. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally perfect for him.
Or we give it to him as a gift.
When we go to the Christmas party.
We go to his Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. Carpenter Joe and his wife have been having a Christmas party for, I think this is the 24th year. Next year will be 28th.
No, I think it's 28th.
I don't know. A lot.
I don't know. It's like almost longer than I've been alive.
Not that long.
He started when I was in high school.
Yeah. And it's huge. We went a couple years ago, and he's got this big old house. It's what, Victorian?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's gorgeous. And he has a turret. And it's on the third floor, and you kind of duck in, and then you go into this little tiny round room with leaded glass windows. It's gorgeous. But Carpenter Joe and his wife have this party, and there are literally hundreds of people in his house.
Yeah, it's shoulder to shoulder.
The food is killer.
And we missed it last year.
Yep.
I don't know if we realized it.
It's from
night.
2 to 8.
And we realized it about 9 o'clock or something.
Yeah, it was too late.
I mean, you don't eat that weekend. You don't eat Friday night.
No.
You don't have breakfast. You don't have lunch. You just go straight over.
Those wings that he makes to die for.
It's something else. So,
yep.
But you know, and you got people on all three floors in just about every room jamming out at this place. So,
yep.
Anyway.
But we went from Carpenter Joe to food. That was good.
He'd get a kick out of one of those.
Yeah, I bet he would. Mm-hmm. I bet he would. It's also great if you ever need to measure anything when you're out and about. I carry a tiny little tape measure in my purse, but
wait a minute. Here, now there's an idea. So if I have this and I need to know the diameter, I need to know the length of a pen barrel. Oh, that's
cool. There you go.
Oh, my God.
See, it's suddenly not so bad.
It's not so bad.
Yep.
All right, so, yeah, that's that.
Yep.
I'm just checking this out. This is pretty cool.
You're a trip.
Don't mind me. Just keep going.
I know. You're just excited you got to see some of the stuff coming in.
What else you got?
I have a ballpoint. These are adorable.
No, they're nice.
Are you sure? You're just saying
yeah.
That.
No. All right. I see the value.
The speed ballpoint. Check that out. I know you don't like ballpoints. I think you just need to learn to get over it. That's what I'm thinking.
They're neat. They are neat. They're
cute. They're pretty.
They're a good size.
They are a nice size. You've got the black, the red, or the cream. And, you know, there are times, except if you're Brian, that you need a ballpoint. And so...
Sorry.
You're having way too much fun with
that. Too much fun with that.
Yeah. I just thought that we needed some options, and I like them. I may have to put one in your stocking.
Okay, well, just make sure to take it out when you take it out. No, you know, and actually it came out because at the store, and I don't have them up on the website, I'm going through a large lot of 1990s Schaefers.
Yep.
New, old stock, and these are killer. I hope to get them up on the website someday soon. Legacies, there's a couple ballpoints and rollerballs and stuff like that, and so then all of a sudden I get to the store and Lisa's got this huge box of ballpoints, but there are some cool Preludes in black, which is interesting because you know, now the rage all the rage these days is the black trim,
yep.
Right? The stealth look. Well, 20 years ago, Schaefer made a number of Preludes with black trim. Now, the nib wasn't black, but they're pretty cool. There's a tortoise-looking one with black trim, and there's a matte black with black trim. And
yeah, there are some cool things.
There's some cool things. I mean, I've had this stuff for...
Since Dallas.
Yeah, sorry. I've had it for months, since September, but this is the first time I had a chance to actually open it up, organize it, look at it. Cool stuff in there, really cool stuff. Schaefer did some really great things in the 90s, and then they discontinued some of those lines. But neat stuff, Targas and yep. Crests and all sorts of stuff. So that's kind of how the ballpoint thing came around.
I try to stay away from that. There are a couple really pretty ones.
Uh-oh, which one?
I'm not going to tell you.
What do you mean you're not going to tell me? Christmas is coming.
There's a Targa that's pretty.
Christmas is coming.
You already bought me a pen. Remember we talked about that last week? I bought you one, you bought me one. We just kind of tag teamed on the way.
Hang on.
Anyway. Oh, I can do that too.
All right.
What did you get?
Okay, close your eyes. Close your eyes. No,
right.
I'm serious. Close your eyes.
All right, I can do that.
Okay. Are they closed?
They're closed.
Oops. Hang on. Are they closed?
Yes.
Everybody see that? Isn't that nice? Okay. Open them up.
All right, close yours.
Okay.
Ready? All right. Everybody, here's what I had taken care of for Brian.
Oh.
Stop
like that.
Stop. Stop that. You're a jerk.
All right, can I open my eyes yet?
No.
Oh, I like that. That's nice.
All right. So that's that. Okay. That's new and exciting at the store and on the website. I think we have most of that already done, right?
What do you mean most of already? Yeah. All the stuff's up. So.
Awesome.
Yes, Paul, that is an Edison box.
Yeah, they both are, yes.
So actually,
thanks
the cool
for
thing
spoiling
is,
the prize.
See,
surprise.
Now I can actually go back and watch the podcast.
What? I don't think so.
Yeah, I know.
So
you know, it might be one of those cases where you know how YouTube picks like one image to show as like the thing, right? And actually, I can pick like one of three. So that may be. Would that be funny if that was the one it picked?
You showing the world my Edison, and me showing the world your Edison.
Well, you got me an Edison.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how mine looks like yours. I'll bet.
It might.
I know. Now we picked them out.
And actually, the truth is we have not seen each other's pens. So.
No.
So.
I haven't peeked, which is really amazing for me because I am so bad about that.
Yes, you are.
I'm also really bad about giving presents early because I want Brian or the kids or my parents or whoever.
Well, what else did you get for me? You can give that to me.
To get excited.
Did you give me something else?
No.
What do you mean no?
That's it.
Come on.
Done. I have shout-outs.
Okay. Let's hear some shout-outs.
All right. Alan W., oh, my God.
Wow. Dude.
His email starts out, "You guys are wearing me out. Stay home. Play with the Mont Blanc."
Wasn't it something that was like wearing my ass out or something like that?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So thank you for the email. We're worn out, too. So I plan to stay home for at least the next couple weeks.
Yep.
Holidays are coming. I have a tree to decorate and stuff to do.
A tree to put up.
Yeah. I heard from Charles and Angela in Texas today. I got to tell you, that's a smart way to shop. Charles is a customer, and he gave our information to his wife, who called and said, "I'm the wife of, I need a pen." So
okay.
We had a lot of fun. And then he called and said, "I heard my wife called you. Let's talk about..."
He's pumping you for information or what?
No, she had forwarded the email with the suggestions and the links. And so he was just going over them and asking some questions. And I think that the plan is he's going to kind of whittle the list down and then let her pick the final.
She
could pick from the finalists.
Yeah, why didn't he just pick what he wanted?
Look, you know what? He does the sweetest thing I've ever heard of.
What's that?
Every day. Now, ladies, tell me this isn't just like awe-worthy. Every day, he writes his wife a letter.
Oh.
Like a love letter.
Oh, crap.
Every single day. They've been married for 42 years.
Every day?
Every day. That's why he goes through a lot of ink.
Wow.
Gentlemen, really? Every day, this man sits down and writes his wife a love letter.
Even if, like, she's in the same room? That's 15,330 letters.
Well, apparently she saved a lot of them.
Oh, my.
Come on. That's impressive.
Well, it is, yeah. I can't compete with that.
Well, you start now.
Start now.
But, it was sweet to talk to them, and it kind of made me think about... we shop kind of oddly. You'll see something, you'll tell me who has it, I'll go buy it, and you know that it's coming, but we're both, you know, for Christmas, anniversary, birthday, whatever, but we're both good with that. And I do much of the same. And it's just kind of unusual, I guess, since we shop so oddly, to have somebody like try and surprise somebody or... you know, try to buy a pen for somebody else, and I'm just, you know, always impressed with that.
Okay. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. Let's see. Shout out to Mike and Tim.
Yeah. The boys,
yep.
So, I got to get back to them tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah. I'm shipping a big, heavy package down there.
Yep.
So... let's see, a shout out to our friend Dave.
Go ahead.
Well, we had sent him a message, and we'll have some interesting fun with Dave soon.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Yep.
Seeing Dave at the store is always a delight.
In the chat, Christy wants to know if writing a love letter every day is the same as a post-it note with a heart on it.
I think it should be. Because I really,
And Paul says that you guys need to gang up on him because he's making the rest of you guys look.
He's giving the rest of us a bad rep here. We got to end this podcast. I got to write a letter.
Sharing.
I got to get caught up on 1,200 letters.
I just thought it was the sweetest thing I'd ever heard of.
It is.
You know, every day in 42 years, that's a lot of words. So, anyway. And no, it wasn't a to-do list or whatever.
Did you walk the dog?
No, it wasn't a to-do list. Oh, my God. This is a very sweet man.
That doesn't count? I think it should count.
No. Don't forget to buy coffee. Please order me
a Delta Dolce Vita.
Yeah.
Big orange one.
Big shout out to Eric.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Big hugs. And I just need to know when you are moving to Appleton.
Just do it.
You know you want to.
I'm pretty sure that house next door is going to come up for sale in the spring.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be fun? And last but not least, Tracy, babe, you rock. Your emails were a huge help. Thank you so much.
Yep.
And we will have...
And thank you for being honest.
Yes. So we had asked for some honest critique, and Tracy gave it to us, and she has helped...
In a big way.
Big way.
Which is going to lead to, I hate doing this. I really do.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it because I love being a tease. So there's a...
Wait. We heard that. You love being a tease. Now you can't complain that I tease you.
Well, I didn't say I like being teased. Yeah, so we got a kind of a big deal.
Huge.
Coming, like...
Probably early next week.
It should be in time for the podcast.
I hope so.
It's kind of a big deal.
We're not going to announce... We won't announce what it is yet, but we will say that this is big for us.
When it shows up...
Oh, my God. I'm going to take pictures and...
I'm taking a day off of work. That's what I'm doing. I got a vacation day to burn.
We're expecting a big shipment of stuff.
It's big.
It's very big. And we're going to be super excited and super proud to be able to announce it. So we'll leave it at that. Several of you will love us for it. Some of you will hate us in a good way for it. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
I've been working on this for a long time.
Peace out, man.
So, peace out. So,
I think Brian's more excited than I am.
I've been driven, I guess is how I, the best way to describe it. I've been driven to secure this.
Okay. So, anyway, that's that.
Anyway, sorry. I'd love to say more. I really would.
I know.
I can't.
No, not yet. Not until we don't like to announce that something is definitely coming until we have shipping confirmation and we know exactly when it's here. You know, I hate saying, the new Twisbys are out or the new Noodlers ink is coming out, and then it doesn't ship and then it's not up and another week or...
It's none of that, by the way.
Yeah.
None of that. No. Jeff Barker's coming to move to Appleton. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, Russell Schaefer comes up here.
He does. He has not called us yet, though. It's backer season.
Well, it's too late now. We'll have him over for a barbecue. We'll have Jeff Parker and Russell Schaefer over for a barbecue.
We should invite Russell Schaefer to come to the store.
Oh, we should. He'd have a blast.
I mean, you know, if he comes all the time, we don't have to make him.
Great-grandson?
He is the great, yes, I believe that's correct. Great-grandson.
One great or two greats? One great. He's great.
His father was Walter's son.
That makes Walter his grandfather.
Grandfather. So he's a grandson.
I thought there was a great in there. I'll look it up. It's in the article.
Yep. But, anyway.
Anyway.
He should come to the store.
I had a woman come into the store.
Email.
I had a woman come into the store yesterday who worked for Parker in research and development. And so that was kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. She was looking at some of the Parker pens and reminiscing, and we exchanged a couple names, and it was kind of cool.
Now, is she from Appleton?
She lives here now. So it was kind of fun. So there you go. All right. Anything
else?
What
else we got? I think that's it. Of course, everybody in the chat, without you, it wouldn't be nearly as funny. You guys are killing me. So, thanks for tuning in. Anything else? That should do it for this week.
I think so.
Next week is, I don't know what the day is. Today's the 10th, 17th. So next week's the week before Christmas. Next week we'll talk about Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
Even more about Christmas.
Awesome. I like Christmas. I like giving everybody stuff.
Okay.
It's 2 weeks.
Well, you know, whatever.
2 weeks.
All right. What else you got?
That's it. I'm tired. We did that drive thing.
Okay. All right. Comments, suggestions, or topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Yep, that's us. Or you can send us an email.
Brian@AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog, of course, blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website is www.AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advanced notice of upcoming new products, events, special sales, all that good stuff. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week.
Good night. Hopefully a little more rested.
Bye.
Bye.